producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Wednesday, October the 22nd, 2014. I've just been given some news on this update on the shooting in Canada. The latest news is that one shooter is dead, one still believed at large in downtown Ottawa. So this is not a lone person. This is an actual conspiracy. Remains to be seen who is behind this. Looks like a terrorist attack. Report of additional shots fired near the Chateau Laurier Hotel east of Parliament Hill. Police are going door to door in the downtown core area. Downtown schools are in lockdown. All three main party leaders are reported to be safe. There you go. So interesting, as I was talking to Jakari Jackson at the bottom of the hour, why didn't security inside the Parliament building take care of this? You know, we saw the same thing happen at the White House. It just underscores the fact that the government can't protect you. They can't protect you in terms of violent attack. They can't protect you with your health either. We got a special report from Alex Jones. It's coming up in this hour, talking about what you need to do to protect yourself, because ultimately we've seen that the government is not going to do anything to stop the spread of Ebola. They're not going to enact the kind of travel controls and quarantines that we believe should be enacted after an outbreak of this. It'd be very easily contained in that area. It's kind of like if somebody was sick with the plague in your neighborhood, what if they allowed that person to walk around freely in your neighborhood, but then they put all the other houses under some kind of martial law? Well, that essentially looks like what they want to do to us. It looks like they want to get this out of control. And, of course, the question that many of us have is what's going to be coming down the pipeline with these drugs that they are rushing through. There's been a lot of talk about how they're going to rush vaccines and treatment drugs from Big Pharmaceutical, from the military who's partnered with them. They're going to rush those to market without doing safety and efficacy tests. We have a lot of concerns about drugs that have passed their safety and efficacy tests because when they manufacture them, they put a lot of preservatives in them, a lot of chemicals that are there to actually irritate your immune system. Those in and of themselves are very dangerous. I don't know that those are in there when they do the actual test, but are we going to be mandated to take some untested vaccine? And most of these vaccines are focusing on genetic manipulation. It's not like the vaccines that you've seen before. This is a new strain. It raises a lot of interesting questions. We're going to have Francis Boyle joining us in the third hour. He's going to talk about the bioweapons labs that are in Africa, where these outbreaks took place. He knows a great deal about this, having written two treaties about bioweapon research and control, as well as a book on that. So he's going to be joining us in the third hour. We're also going to be joined in this hour with Anthony Gucciardi, talking about some health victories and things, of course, that you can do to take control of your health, just as you need to protect yourself with your own firearms, because the government can't be there all the time to protect you with a policeman. They can't even protect the White House or the Canadian Parliament, as we're seeing. Now, there's also some breaking news. I saw this. This outbreak is fundamentally about open borders. And, of course, the Obama administration has made it clear that they are going to open up a massive amount of amnesty after the election. They've put everything on hold until after the election. They will not do the kind of protocols and containment that we need to see with something as dangerous as Ebola, because it would push back against their open borders narrative. And we saw just yesterday that a spokesperson, Leon Rodriguez, the head of the Citizenship and Immigration Service, when asked about the immigration policy, the likelihood of executive action on immigration, he said he was put on a waiting list and he was eventually denied admission into Georgetown Law School. I want to take that analogy that he has and expand that a little bit further right after the break. And Anthony Gucciardi is going to be joining us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be joined here this segment with Anthony Gucciardi. But before we do, I wanted to go back to what I was saying in the last segment. You know, this is fundamentally this Ebola outbreak and the lack of response in most cases to it. Fundamentally comes down to open borders. The government is reluctant to do many things that they should because they don't want to push back against their open borders. And we know that it's coming on steroids after the election. The White House is punting on requests about the surge of immigrant IDs. They're ordering a tremendous number of immigrant IDs, as well as making other moves in terms of opening this up for people from other countries. Where the gentleman was, Mr. Duncan, who got Ebola. In that community, they were speaking over 60 different languages. That was one of the problems that they were faced with. Now, when they asked Leon Rodriguez, who's the new head of Citizenship and Immigration Service, this is a subdivision of the Homeland Security, he said, when they were talking about immigration, he said he recalled how he was put on a waiting list and then eventually denied admission to Georgetown Law School. And that was where he was speaking that day. So he tried to persuade, he said, the school official to let him in, and he was told that he was lucky to even be on the waiting list. And so he said he thought that was a metaphor for immigration policy. You know what? I do too. Should he maybe have just admitted himself into Georgetown, regardless of whether he met the qualifications or whether or not they wanted him in the university or not? Should he have demanded free tuition? Well, we know that out-of-state tuition rates are given to illegal immigrants under the DREAM Act. As a matter, they can go to any state that they want to. No American citizen can do that. In many cases, they are, in fact, getting a free ride. So, yes, should you have any control over the people who basically immigrate into your country, who basically put themselves on your tab? I think we should. I think it's a very good analogy. I don't think that he has any right to force himself on Georgetown any more than someone who hasn't met the legal requirements, gone through the processes that legal immigrants go through, should be allowed to just self-import themselves into the country. Maybe if he'd gone to Georgetown, maybe he could have just said, you know what, I am now a student at Georgetown, and I demand a degree, and I demand that you waive all the requirements of the degree. Just give me my degree right now. Now, why not just do that? Listen, the government can't protect you. They won't protect you. We've seen that. They're going to leave the borders open. Anyone can bring this disease in. They don't have to go through an airport into the United States. They can go into a Central American country and then just easily walk in. So they won't protect you against it. But you know what? They can't even protect you against it. Here's Alex Jones's special report.
I'm Alex Jones. This is a breaking Ebola news update. In a moment, I'm going to break down some very important developments where the World Health Organization itself is now saying that the incubation period is not just 21 days, but can be up to 41 days. This was announced today, as it was also announced that they are releasing dozens and dozens of quarantine Americans who were around patient zero in Dallas only after 21 days of observation. And as more flights come into the United States from West Africa with people exhibiting signs of Ebola, it's clear that there is an attempt to whitewash and cover up exactly what's happening. But before we get into that, I want to just point out that InfoWars.com, the nightly news, and everything we do here is about us trying to find out what's really happening, not coming at you with a preset agenda or view like the controlled left or controlled right and the state-run media does. I want to know what's really happening with Ebola. I want to know if there are things out there that could protect this country and protect my three children, just as you do. We're teleprompter-free here, ladies and gentlemen. This is about really doing the analysis, really talking to a wide spectrum of experts and not trusting the system. And that's the good news. There are several polls out just this week. Public confidence in the CDC nosedives, CBS News reports in a major poll. Another story, 64% believe America is out of control. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, America is getting more and more out of control. But the good news is when African leaders come out and say that this Ebola could be weaponized, people really aren't laughing anymore. In fact, we have an article on InfoWars.com that has a BBC video in it. Secret Project created weaponized Ebola in South Africa in the 1980s to be used against blacks to reduce their population. So the alternative media is now becoming the dominant media, and we go out and source real facts and what's already admitted, and the system calls us conspiracy theorists and attacks us in publications every day, and it has no effect other than boosting our credibility. The arrogant, dying dinosaur media still thinks that demonizing us is effective. It's not, ladies and gentlemen.
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube. He had 300 million people that have watched him on YouTube, and that sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain is being tapped into at crazy profit by people in the media.
Well, it is, and I think that the point you just made is the key thing, at crazy profit. These folks are getting paid to be racist.
Now shifting to the potentially bad news, the breaking info, CNN Today, UN staffer dies of Ebola, monitoring ends for 43 in Texas. 43 people who came in contact with Ebola patient Thomas Eric Duncan are now officially cleared after not demonstrating any symptoms during a 21-day monitoring period. Here's the problem. The UN on its own World Health Organization website and other mainline virology sites state the same fact, say that Ebola can easily live for 41 days in the body and 70 days in the semen in a man's testicles. So they are releasing people who are around this Ebola patient, and he's already infected two nurses, who could not exhibit signs for another 21 days. And this fits into the pattern of bringing in the West African flights when other nations ban it. When they're putting Ebola patients in regular hospitals, and the CDC told one of the nurses, doesn't matter if you're treating an Ebola patient and you've got fever, go ahead and fly, honey. This is part of a pattern of trying to let Ebola get a foothold in this country so the CDC, FEMA, and NORTHCOM can engage in a giant domestic power grab of medical tyranny. The feds have been buying millions of firearms, billions of bullets and other forms of ammunition. They've been buying huge armored vehicles and deploying them in every city and digging in for biological catastrophe. I don't know if this Ebola event is that. What I do know is they're making preparations while telling us that we shouldn't be prepared. Just like they tell us we shouldn't own guns, even though the highest crime rates are in Chicago, New York, and D.C., where they have an abolition of the individual's right to keep and bear arms. Well, I personally am getting prepared. I saw them take the guns in Katrina and raid the houses of people that had their own solar power and were high and dry. I witnessed people a few years ago with the hurricane that hit the East Coast begging for FEMA to help them and getting zero help for week after week after week. And who could forget that famous sign that FEMA hung on their door saying, we're closed because of bad weather. I'm not sitting back waiting for the government to come protect me and take care of me. They've shown time and time again they have very bad intent and bad will against the people, not goodwill. They want crises to get out of control so they can pose as the saviors and sell their toxic vaccines and other poisons as a solution. Well, I'm personally getting my body ready with plenty of sunshine, organic food, purified water. Myself and my family are taking high-quality colloidal silver from InfoWarsLife.com, the silver bullet. I'm taking Survival Shield X2, true nascent iodine, that I believe is even more important than things like colloidal silver. Because if you don't have iodine in your body, if you're deficient in it, you will die. It's something you've got to absolutely have. So governments keep lowering and lowering the allowance they claim that we need. This needs to be looked into, ladies and gentlemen. We've been investigating it. It's why I'm doing everything I can to boost my body's natural defenses and why I'm trying to warn people that they can't have confidence in the system. But at the same time, we shouldn't just sit here and wait for things to spiral out of control. None of this in the final equation is a silver bullet. Nothing is perfect. But just laying there and being horrified and watching mainstream media deceive us and scare us is not going to do a damn thing. We all need to get involved and do our own research. So don't stand behind us. Stand right beside us, looking at every angle of this, researching what's really happening, and understanding that there is clearly a cover-up going on with this Ebola situation. Now, I've said many times, I don't think this Ebola will probably really get out of hand here in the United States, even if the feds try everything they can to let it spread. But in Africa, the UN is saying it could be up to 1.4 million people or more that end up getting it. That is just an incredible number. What I'm really concerned about is the MRSA and the drug-resistant bacteria and the drug-immune TB that is spreading across this country, the flesh-eating bacteria. That's why it's essential for all of us going into this flu season to do our own research and find out that the H1N1 shot 5 years ago lowered people's immune systems and doubled their chances of getting the regular flu that was the big killer. That's why it's vital going into this winter that we all wash our hands and boost our immune systems however we can naturally. Well, that's it for this emergency Ebola news update alert. I'm Alex Jones signing off for this edition of InfoWars Nightly News. We don't have all the answers, but we know the feds and the globalists and the UN, the people caught doing secret lethal medical testing all over the world, we know that that's a group that we are certainly going to keep an eye on. If you'd like to check out the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com nutraceutical supplement products, visit InfoWarsLife.com.
All right, that's Alex's special report. Join us right after the break. We're going to be talking to Anthony Gucciardi. Of course, he was in Dallas last weekend doing some research about the outbreak there. We're also going to be taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give us a call if you've got questions for me or for Anthony. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Nanoparasites, termed viruses, infect the iron poison population, for they require a host with iron to replicate. Parasites are propagated via the food and water supply and through vaccinations. Those born after 1945 have the vaccine parasites set to activate now. Due to unprecedented iron intake, officials prepare for pandemics because they know the vaccine parasites are activating on a mass scale. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
On September 30th, 2014, the first confirmed case of Ebola appeared in the U.S. This, combined with several other unidentified viruses, have some of our customers at 30dayfoodsupply.com concerned about the safety of our domestic food supply, resulting in a surge of our $99 90-serving kits. While we at 30dayfoodsupply.com have no expertise in epidemiology, we are aggressively purchasing raw materials that are currently in stock, and we intend to continue to sell our 30-day non-GMO emergency food supply for only $99 as long as we can. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 541-229-0010 and purchase our 30-day, 90-day serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. 541-229-0010.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me in the studio is Anthony Gucciardi. Now, just last weekend, Paul Joseph Watson was here from the UK, and he and Anthony went to Dallas to do some research. What did you find there, Anthony?
Well, you know, the most interesting interaction I had when I went there, overall, besides the fact that every time we would go to lunch or dinner or breakfast or whatever, there would be a table of 15, 20 people freaking out about Ebola, was I actually have a doctor friend up there who runs an emergency center, emergency care center, which is a booming thing in Texas now. And one of the nurses he was friends with, I was talking to, was telling me that she's totally freaking out because the medical community on the inside, the doctors, you know, in their cooler talk, as you would say, are freaking out because they're saying there's over 20 cases of probable Ebola in the United States every single day, and they're reporting it to the CDC, and the CDC is either ignoring it or discounting it. Hmm. And now, that's not huge news until you tie it in to what Dr. Group told us when he came on the show a couple weeks ago. He had gone to one of the largest medical conferences in the United States. It was held in Las Vegas. Talked to a number of MDs, actually Border Patrol agents, everything like that, as we talked about it on air when he was here. But as a refresher, he said that there was 40 cases, according to these MDs, every single day of probable Ebola being reported to the CDC, and they were discounting it and not even hardly looking into it or not returning calls.
Well, look at what they did in the hospital. We subsequently learned, I mean, everybody was outraged that the guy, when he first went to the emergency room, was sent home for 2 days. But then we found out that when he came back 2 days later, and they set him aside and they did preliminary tests, they thought he had Ebola and everything. For 2 days, they were allowing these nurses, who subsequently two of them have caught it, to essentially treat him without any protective clothing.
Well, it gets a lot worse than that when you think about what Alex's report talked about. They're letting people out after 21 days of monitoring when they admit that some people can hold the virus for up to 56 days, or even the people that are cured of it, they can transmit it sexually. Yeah. They can transmit it through other body fluids, and they're just letting them out. And they're just, I guess, you know what we're doing? We're trusting them that they're responsible adults. They would never do anything like that. They can control themselves 100%. He'll never go and be with his wife sexually. Everything will be perfectly fine. Ebola will never spread.
Yeah.
And we're dealing with people that obviously are completely out of control. But what's important here is that these doctors think it's all some kind of freaky joke. Like, they don't understand that they're saying, hey, you know, there's 20 cases. Dr. Group said, his MD friend said 40 cases a day of probable Ebola. Mm-hmm. And
well, they're just conspiracy theorists. Yeah, you know, that's what the Washington Post is calling it.
And whether it's a weekly basis or a monthly basis, whatever, that's unacceptable. And there's not an adequate response. And then some of the other nurses were chiming in. There was a group of people there. They were saying, well, the CDC is doing all they can. You know, they've given us masks. I said, what kind of masks have you been given? Well, we have the standard cut paper masks and blah, blah, blah. And they've been doing all they can. And some of the doctors were arguing. Most of the doctors were agreeing that it's completely out of control and the CDC has no idea what they're doing, or at least inadequately responding for whatever reason. But there was a debate saying, oh, but the CDC is good and everything is kind of okay.
Well, you know, you had these situations where Dr. Frieden was telling everybody, all you need is a mask and gloves or whatever. But then they had pictures of him wearing double gloves, wearing full hazmat suit and everything. And now they have changed their rules as of Monday. And I thought the most interesting rule change that they had was they're telling people, use a respirator at all times. Either an N95 respirator or a powdered air purifying respirator. So do they think that it's airborne?
Exactly. And now they're saying that, oh, we'll screen some people coming from West Africa. We won't actually shut down travel, but we'll screen some people. It's actually incrementally building. But what's the most concerning? Because when the mainstream media is freaking out about something, it actually calms me down. When the mainstream media is totally going crazy, oh, my God. You know, for example, this shooter had a weapon. Oh, my Lord. You know, then it calms me down. Okay, it's not a big deal. They're just going after something. But now they're saying, it's almost like they're quelling it. It's like, no, it's okay. Ebola's fine. Nothing's ever going to happen again. Everyone's safe. Everything's okay. When this, they're just letting people out that could transmit Ebola. They're just flying all over the nation, just letting them go home to their families without monitoring. Everything's fine. And they don't even want to talk about, and we talked about this, I think it was me and you, several weeks ago, about some ways to naturally protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back then it was kind of new, and I was just getting into it. Some of the research that I knew, say, genistein and stuff like that, you know, silver, all these types of things. But now we've actually broken it down further and could go to Harvard research, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about how mice were given complete immunity to the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Not only mice, but other animal trials as well. Complete immunity to the virus, the Ebola virus. And instead,
was it some kind of a GMO miracle drug from the pharmaceutical on DARPA?
It was not a Merck vaccine. It was not a Pfizer drug. We're going to talk specifically what it is and how you can produce it naturally in your body if you turn on the right gene sequences. Because it's been, for whatever reason, whether it's environmental factors or not, there is a gene that's been suppressed that produces these compounds that have been found, according to this study, to give mice complete immunity to the virus.
All right, great. We're going to be right back. We're going to have that. And as I mentioned earlier, there's been 6 separate monkey outbreaks in labs. And in some of those, they found antibodies in the humans. So we know that their immune system basically stopped this in its track. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Anthony Gucciardi and your calls.
Thank you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. You've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems. They'll warn that tyranny's always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices. We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm joined in the studio with Anthony Gucciardi. We're going to continue, and he's got some interesting news, some breaking news about some compounds that in some research have given mice immunity. As I was pointing out just before we went to break, and some of these Ebola outbreaks that have been limited to laboratories, to animals, they have determined that even the people who didn't get Ebola in some cases developed antibodies after being exposed to it. So that raises the question, was it transferred via the air? And, of course, there are scientists who were at that Reston, Virginia outbreak with the monkeys. Eventually, they had to put all the monkeys down. They couldn't contain the disease, the transmission of it. They clearly believed that it was being transferred by air there. The workers picked it up, and they developed antibodies. So you can develop antibodies if your immune system is in good shape. But Anthony's got some information about some compounds and results that they've seen in mice. But before we go to that, this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com is the home of the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage. It's delicious, nutritious, and prepares in minutes. It offers amazing variety, great taste, and is packaged to last up to 25 years. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today to experience their top-rated customer service, quality products, and incredibly reasonable prices. The products you need, the service you expect, the price you can afford. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today or call 1-866-229-0927. That's MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex or 1-866-229-0927. Now, Anthony, we were talking about how essentially it's kind of a game of Russian roulette that we see the CDC playing with. It really is an education game. And at the beginning of the hour, we had a report from Alex Jones, why the government can't save you from Ebola. But as we have victories in the info war, we ought to set back and celebrate that. And I think we've had a real victory in terms of educating people about the dangers of fast food and soft drinks. Not by prohibition, not like they're doing it in New York, not like the current head of the CDC did when he was Michael Bloomberg's medical director in New York. You don't have to go through rigid prohibition, but you do need to educate people. Here's Alex with the victory that we've seen in the fall of McDonald's.
And finally tonight, here at InfoWars Nightly News, we have some incredibly good news for you. It was a decade ago that the film Super Size Me came out, and it changed the way the world, not just the United States, saw fast food, because it was a catalyst telling us what we already knew, that this garbage was full of addictive additives and was basically nothing but chemical, biological weapons being deployed against the people of this planet. The MSG, the GMOs, the aspartame, you name it, linked to all sorts of brain tumors and health problems, is now something that most Americans are aware of, and the numbers show it. And it's a great example of how voting with our dollars or voting with our decisions can change the world. Let's go over some of the news. Out today, McDonald's profits this quarter are down over 30% on sales slumps, and they were down the last few quarters as well, showing basically a collapse is taking place. But it's not just McDonald's. The CDC is reporting that Americans are changing the way they eat, trying to avoid fast food, preparing their own meals, and getting healthier and healthier. That's a story with the headline, Americans Eating Habits Take a Healthier Turn. Study finds working age adults consume fewer calories and eat less fast food. And these headlines don't come to you from places like InfoWars.com that have been exposing this for decades. It comes to you from Forbes and the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. There is a collapse, not just in confidence in the government, but in major corporations. And don't forget who's on the board of McDonald's. Bill Gates, the eugenicist, and Monsanto. These are people literally weaponizing food. But the rebellion against GMO and all of these additives has now reached an explosive level. And it doesn't help McDonald's, one of the biggest heads on this GMO hydra, that a few months ago, they got caught in China with their biggest supplier shipping in chickens that had been rotten for 15 days and chemically treating them. That's why they lobbied to radiate all the meat. That's why they lobbied to allow things like silicone in their nuggets, because they need to feed you something that's basically rotten, so they need to spray chemicals and radiation on it so that the bacteria themselves die, but you're still getting all of those toxins. And if we can wake up to McDonald's and Coca-Cola, who's also collapsing in their profits, then the entire globalist pyramid of weaponized food will implode. When Super Size Me came out a decade ago, and then 4 years ago, films like Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, the industries attacked them, but it only added credibility to them. And that's the good news. The establishment demonizes alternative media. They demonize true consumer advocates like the folks that produce Super Size Me. They attack that whole system, and it only backfires on them. And when the nanny state comes in and wants to tax fast food or ban how big a soft drink can be, people reject that as well, knowing that it's government only trying to capitalize on a wave of awakening and to use it as a system of more control. Michelle Obama doesn't say don't eat GMO. She doesn't say don't eat aspartame or MSG. She just says eat basically prison-style food that's deployed down from other major corporations. So that itself is another scam. And it's not just films like Super Size Me that have exposed this. We have interviewed hundreds of guests and had tens of millions of views on YouTube where we break down the secret history of food and how it's been weaponized and what's going on. And countless others, like Dr. Mercola, have exposed it as well. And you have exposed it on your Facebook and your Twitter and to your friends and family. And we're winning. 15 years ago, you couldn't find organic food on store shelves. And if you could, it was incredibly expensive. But as more people began to buy it, more people got into the industry. More quality and more choice came in, and the price is lowering until now. It's hard to find in major supermarkets stuff that isn't organic. And, of course, there's some problems with it and some fraud, but people are now researching that. This is all part of a process of when people start to care and start to research, it raises the quality of living, it raises the quality in the society, and it's an issue that transcends left and right. And, of course, the fact that these grassroots films could have such a huge effect and change the world shows the power of modern Paul Revere's, whether it's in food safety and quality or whether it's in the Second Amendment or national sovereignty issues or the military saying no to backing Al-Qaeda and ISIS against Assad last year. We are seeing the conscience of the world really awaken. Finally, though, you've got to beware the empire, because they're going to strike back. And when I go see a movie or I listen to the radio or watch television, I am seeing McDonald's in what I believe is its death throes come out and say, be a millionaire, be a billionaire. Why, we've got the greatest deal ever. People in top hats are powerful and cool. You know, all you poor people that come in to get our food, well, guess what? You could be a millionaire. Look at all these Hollywood stars. They're eating McDonald's, and, you know, you can make millions in this monopoly game. Come get involved. Well, the consumerists and others have broken it down, and you have a very, very low chance of actually even winning any money. And they say basically nobody will ever end up being a millionaire. So they've gone into what Max Kaiser calls the casino gulag model, where you've got to go in there and buy their garbage food made up of rotten chicken and GMOs and you name it, while Bill Gates gets rich off of it and Monsanto laughs at you. And you're there like a gambler, hoping that when you buy this garbage that you've got a chance to win some money. So it's just like lottery tickets target the poorest people, the most ignorant people. McDonald's is now moving in to targeting the welfare moms and the get-rich-quick people that have absolutely no hope of a future and are now looking to McDonald's as a giant casino in the sky. This is so dystopic that I don't think the mind of Kurt Vonnegut could have even come up with it. So the good news is people are leaving these facilities en masse. We're creating a new, healthier culture. Government's trying to hijack it with the nanny state, but that's failing. The bad news is they're weaponizing their agenda. And as far as I'm concerned, McDonald's is even worse than payday loan operations and loan sharks. They are the bottom of the barrel. And so be sure and spread this video to everybody out there and speak up against McDonald's and others and tell people that what McDonald's is doing is despicable. And it's important for people that work inside McDonald's, that is the model of this corporate dictatorship, this scientific dictatorship, this weaponized food and weaponized culture, that they need to decide which side they're on and not serve this evil and continue to leak information out so we know exactly what is in this so-called food. Because in my opinion, in my view, stuff in a porta potty is better for you than the stuff you get at McDonald's. All right, well, that's the analysis and breakdown tonight. We're teleprompter-free news. We go off real research and real history. If McDonald's wants to reform itself, that would be great. But offering grapes, you know, with the Happy Meals isn't going to do it. Not as long as Bill Gates is at the head of their board. As long as Monsanto is involved and Bill Gates are involved, they work for Satan, as far as I can tell. All right, I'm Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars Nightly News. And don't forget, if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
Okay, that was Alex Jones from last night's Nightly News. And, of course, that's a victory based on education, not on prohibition. And it was the CDC head, Frieden, who, as Bloomberg's head medical director, was putting prohibition on all kinds of foods and substances in New York. But, of course, he's not going to do anything to control the spread of Ebola, is he, Anthony?
Oh, absolutely not.
Now, we're going to go to our callers, James in Missouri, Earl in Florida. But before we do, I wanted to finish up with what you were telling us just before we went to break about this new research about some compounds that have given mice immunity to Ebola.
Just like the CDC isn't going to tell you how to protect yourself, they're not going to tell you about the studies that date back from 2003, 2010, some recent ones, about natural compounds that your body produces by itself, antibodies. So if you look back to Gabon, Africa, the outbreak of 1996, there was a 70% mortality rate of those who became infected, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they wanted to look into it, and researchers from the International Center of Medical Research in that area were saying, why are 30% of people perfectly fine? Why are they not getting, dying from this virus, some not even getting it?
Mm-hmm.
They obviously found, as we know now, that there are antibodies that are produced by certain people that resist the virus, and how it works is actually breaks down the cellular walls of the virus and defeats it.
Mm-hmm.
And it produces its own antibodies that can then detract from the virus and stop its spread. So they were freaking out about this, and this was back in 1996, and there was still a lot of information on virology and how it works, but they couldn't figure it out. So they were saying, you know, why were so many asymptomatic people developing immune response antibodies, IgM and IgB, to the Ebola virus? They also exhibited fewer inflammatory responses in general. So they were getting less sick overall. There was less inflammation in their bodies. And for some reason, they were beating this catastrophic virus that was killing 70% of people. So Harvard looked into it. Some medical centers, the National Cancer Institute looked into it in Maryland. And they found that it all came down to mannose-binding lectins. That's what these compounds are, mannose-binding lectins. And they found that it not only attacked the Ebola virus, but it was attacking infections like HIV, HCV, and SARS. Hmm. Here's what's really interesting. And if Alex was here right now, he'd get excited and, you know, be really concerned at the same time and upset at the medical establishment. It's really correlated to Ebola and HIV, but it also has to do with pneumonia deeply. And some of Alex's family members died last year of pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have these mannose-binding lectins, you cannot conquer pneumonia. It is the frontline defense against all of this. And they've known this for years now. Since it came out in 2003, they looked into all this. But real proof came out in 2010 from Harvard, and we're going to get into that. But there's ways, because what happens is, if your body's not producing these mannose-binding lectins, there's something wrong. Your gene that is responsible for this is being suppressed, and there's no real research to tell us why that is. The mainstream medical establishment will just say it's genealogical and wipe it off, but even Harvard's interested in finding out. It definitely has to come down to environmental factors, because as it's been said, basically, your genealogy is a loaded gun, but you have to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
So if you have a susceptibility, let's say, to breast cancer, if you're living in the jungle eating 100% organic fruits and raw food diet, cleanest, purest water, mountain springs, you're probably not going to get breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're eating McDonald's every day, as he was talking about in that video, and you're drinking tap water, and you're going out and just drinking alcohol every night, you're probably going to get breast cancer. Just because you're genealogically susceptible to it doesn't mean you're going to get it. It doesn't mean you have to chop off your breasts like Angelina Jolie and others. So specifically here, though, the key that they found is if you activate your immune system, you will make these antibodies, no matter if you're susceptible to this gene issue or not. So specifically, mannose-binding lectins they found attack the Ebola virus, HIV, HCV, and SARS. They are produced by the human body via a DNA sequence called the MBL2. When our genes are working properly, these lectins flood the bloodstream and scourge disease. They also inhibit virus growth, which is insane. So if we, all of us sitting in this room right now, had enough of these mannose-binding lectins, we would have antibodies to defeat Ebola and we wouldn't die. And we wouldn't even get it in the first place if we had enough of these.
And that's one of the things that really concerns me, because almost all these drugs that we see, the research being pushed by the CDC and the American government, they're all focusing at the genetic level. And so are these things going to actually help us, or in the long run, are they going to hurt our ability to function as an immune system?
Exactly. Our genes are being turned off in every way, from the genetically modified organisms to the radiation, Fukushima devastating us on a daily basis. Is there any wonder why we don't have these antibodies in our own natural immunity anymore?
Wow. Okay, we're going to take your calls right after we come back. Hang with us. We're going to go to James in Missouri, a physician. I know that you're worried about your phone battery. We're going to try to get to you right away. Right after we come back, we'll be taking your calls. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, there's cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We've been talking to Anthony Gucciardi, and he had some breaking news about a Harvard study that was very impressive about mice immunity. But and we can come back to that. But I want to get to this physician, James in Missouri. He says gear is being pulled, and he's on a cell phone with a low battery. James, are you still there?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Appreciate you taking my call. I was unable to listen live. I usually listen to podcasts. I had no idea what you guys were talking about. But a couple things I wanted to discuss. I'm a family medicine physician just south of Kansas City in Cass County. And there was HCA is a company that owns hospitals all around the country, and they own, I think, four of the big hospitals in the Kansas City area. And there was a nurse that is a friend of mine that called me today and told me that the HCA had pulled all of their hazmat gear out of all the hospitals. She's verified. She called the other hospitals in the area and pulled all of their gear that would be able to potentially protect people from Ebola, flu, or tuberculosis, or any other illnesses. They pulled everything out of their storage. And have not replaced it with anything yet.
Did they give you a reason?
Yeah, was there any reason? Was this equipment that they had before? Was this equipment they had before the Ebola outbreak, or was this something that was added after the Ebola outbreak? Or?
Well, they did it. What the individual departments had done was sent out these little kits, where, in my opinion, are worthless. The N95 mask and goggles, the booties, the gloves, you know, which is inadequate, but at least it was something. But they... it includes everything that was there before, plus anything that may have been added since this Ebola outbreak. They have not replaced it. There has been no communication. I specifically asked her. They give a reason. And the department manager of her department in the ICU at one of the hospitals here told her that they assume that they're going to try to standardize care and make sure everybody has the same thing. But they pulled everything. They have nothing.
Well, they care about you. They're going to standardize care by taking everything you have to protect against actually infecting everyone in the hospital with Ebola or actually tuberculosis. Right. They obviously care about you.
It makes no sense. Well, and then a couple other things. Last week, I'm out of residency. I'm out of practicing physician. But a friend of mine who is in residency at, I'll go ahead and say the hospital, Research Medical Center in Kansas City, had a potential, this is not the KU case, there's a KU meds near here, but this was another case that they potentially had Ebola, and they came out and the patient basically disappeared after.
This is what we've been told over and over again. Can you confirm, have you heard other stories about this? I've talked to nurses and doctors, and Dr. Group told us they're disappearing people with apparent Ebola cases.
2 weeks ago, before this really started getting, well, actually 3 weeks ago, at Truman Medical Center, there was a patient that disappeared, and it wasn't even, they didn't even turn into a John Doe, which is a patient, which is a name they give to people that don't have names, that they don't, you know, that make them in unconscious or whatever. There was a patient that came in that was in septic shock, bleeding, typical Ebola symptoms, and they isolated him, moved him to the ICU out of the ER. Patient disappeared. They had a meeting with all the residents or whoever had contact with that patient, and told them that he had malaria, did not have Ebola, which malaria is not a hemorrhagic disease. It's totally, and then I started hearing, I thought, well, maybe my friend was exaggerating, but then you heard about all these other cases around the country where every single time they said, no, they didn't have Ebola, they had malaria. Well, the patient disappeared, and my friend did a little bit of research. They could not find that patient in the hospital. He was gone.
And they don't even do a test. James, after we're done, could you hold on? We want to get your phone number. Because here's the thing, I've talked to physicians time and time again. They all confirm to say the same thing, but they are so afraid to speak on air. So,
I don't care anymore. I mean, this is we're talking about people's lives. I mean, the board is coming after me. Whatever, it doesn't matter anymore. We're beyond that.
Thank you, James. Hang on. We're going to get your phone number. We're going to be right back. We're going to take more of your calls in the next segment with Anthony Gucciardi. Stay with us. We're going to go to Earl in Florida right after the break.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The
experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.